Just fucking unhinged, isn't it?
Just getting feral.
But it is good for a laugh, at least.
Me trying to do a winged liner and just ending up in tears. Oh, God.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Living Loose podcast.
Welcome with Liv and Lucy.
That's
who else?
Who else? Who else? Well, we have had a guest.
Just the one.
Just the one. We will have more eventually.
Yeah.
Don't you worry about that, you guys. We've got a fun episode today. Luce, do you want to kick us off, babe?
Well, should we jump in with roster updates?
Yeah, as per usual.
As per usual. Let's cut them out the way. Won't take long.
Won't take long. Well, should I go first or do you want to go first?
You go first.
So I got stood up by two guys last night.
I was outraged by this. I was like, the fucking audacity of these boys out here.
Hilarious. No, so I had like a dinner and drinks thing with a friend. So just a friend, nothing too serious. And so we went to have dinner and drinks and then I was meant to have a booty call afterwards. So
my girl lining them up.
I know. But my friend got caught up doing some stuff. So dinner and drinks were off. So I was like, oh, that's okay. Like booty call will probably come over later anyway. And he fell asleep.
Classic.
He fell asleep. Anyway, so got stood up by two guys. Not my finest moment.
Honestly, though, at least he was going to come here. So you'd fallen asleep. He'd fallen asleep, but you were in your own house. Have you never had that happen where you show up at a booty call and they've already fallen asleep and you can't get in the house?
Yep. 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 That's way worse.
Outrageous.
That's way worse, to be fair. No, I was at home having one of the most horrendous chicken pies of my life and, watching Law and Order SVU. So.
Which you've really got me into, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
God damn. Okay.
I might have to watch it.
I know. I'd never seen it before. And then I was like, Taylor Swift watches it. So. I may as well. Yeah, that's I was like, why. I'll give it a go. I trust her taste.
Yeah. You trust everything about her.
Who doesn't? So Lucy had a much more eventful night.
Wait, is this the entirety of your roster updates?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fair.
So the booty call dude, I do have like, I've talked about him before, floppy head idiot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just crushing really freaking hard. So... yeah, that's all I really have to say for myself with that.
Just feeling those feels, baby.
Riding that wave. So that's about it. There's not really any other details I can share. I'm just like crushing on a dude. That's it.
Yeah.
Sounds nice. Boring, but if it evolves into anything, like I'll let everybody know. But right now it's just like flirty here and there.
No pressure. Just sit in that space and see what happens.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Fair enough. Okay, so my roster updates are pretty uneventful as well, to be fair. Wait, since we recorded the last episode, what's happened? Oh, okay, yeah. So I have hung out with Mr. Wants a Wife a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, but more in like a friend's vibe.
Yeah, you've been really clear, like I don't want to have sex with him anymore, but I do want to hang out with him like as a friend.
Yeah.
Which you have been doing. Like you guys haven't had sex since what, January?
No. I think like February.
So like a few weeks.
What's the date? Oh look, yeah. But it's been over a month.
Yeah.
It's been over a month.
And
definitely.
You've seen him a few times.
Yeah.
And it's just not, you've had a few sleepovers and it's just like, you're just really honestly not into it.
Yeah, because like, I like being around him and I think like, obviously he's a really good person. And I think like, it could be a nice relationship, but it's just not, I don't know, it's not, I'm not in the right space.
No,
like,
God no.
And it's just not that vibe for me. But we did go for a nice dinner date last night.
And how did that end, Luce?
Not well, man. So, yeah, we went for a nice dinner date. And, look, he was quite drunk.
He showed up to the date a bit drunk.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because I thought, like, oh, maybe just had a couple of beers, whatever. And then we had, like, maybe two or three drinks. And I was like, I'm, like, fine. And he seems, like, pretty smashed. So, mm-hmm. like... I feel like he had a lot of drinks before that. So I was a bit like, ugh. Because you know when you just, it's not fun not being on the same level as someone.
No, and like he is a lovely human being, but when he's drunk, he doesn't listen. Like at all. Stares at his, like, he, like when you guys finished dinner, he came up here to say hi to Stella. And I think I had to repeat myself like 5 or 6 times on things.
Yeah, which is like what was happening all night pretty much.
Yeah, not fun.
Yeah. So it was just a lot. And then I think he was kind of expecting me to go back to his. And I didn't want to because I was like, I want to stay here with like Liv and Stella. We're going to Europe for in like less than a week. And we're not going to see Stella. And I just wanted to like make the most of that time. So I was like, I don't want to be like staying at a boy's house.
Sorry, Stella. We've got a little.
I did say that you were going to come on the podcast this week.
You're a little girl.
Frog.
Oh my gosh, yeah, she's so
cute.
We've
gotten rid of our rug.
Oh, she's caught. Hello. She's caught. There she is.
She's free.
Yeah, sorry guys. We got rid of our rug, so now you can hear her little footprints tapping on the hardwood floors.
It's like wearing little high heels.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so you wanted to come home and hang out with Stella and I.
Yeah, and I just didn't want like I didn't want to sleep over of like that expectation of like, oh, are we gonna like do stuff and mm-hmm. Yeah, I
wanted sexpectations.
Sexpectations, yeah. I just wanted to kind of like make it clear that that isn't what I wanted, but I still wanted to like come out for dinner and hang out with him. Mm-hmm. But yeah, look, I don't think that went down that well because he was pretty sulky afterwards.
Yeah, you did say that there was a conversation about, can we talk about this?
Yeah.
So in the debrief after he left and you came to my room.
Immediate debrief.
Yeah. It's not a secret. That's what happens. I've had a boy leave this flat and hear us like squealing as he's waiting for the lift.
We're just like, debrief, debrief.
I know. anyway, so you came into my room and you were like, I was like, how did it go? Like, was there like a big serious chat? Because I feel like there was, that was the vibe. Mm. And you were like, well, he sort of asked you if you'd been seeing other boys or sleeping with other boys or something.
Yeah, there was like a comment or something. And I think, well, he said like, obviously you've been sleeping with other guys. And I just like didn't deny it because I was like, yeah, I have. And he was a bit like taken aback and he was like, oh, I was waiting for you to deny it. And I was just like, well, no, I'm like, I'm going to be honest. And I was like, and also like, there's been like periods of time during this where like, we haven't even been speaking. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not even that we haven't been dating. We haven't even been speaking. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, I've had a couple like one night stands or whatever. And then he was a bit like, oh, well, it'd be nice to see you again before you leave. But I know you'll have like other guys that you're seeing that you'll need to see. And I was just like, look, I didn't say I was seeing anyone else. I said I like fucked around a couple times. Like, that's like what I was always going to do. I always said to him, like, I'm never going to like go fuck another dude and then come over and like fuck you. Like, mm-hmm. that wouldn't happen without us having that conversation. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I was just a bit like, I don't know.
Yeah. And then he sulked for the rest of the night.
Yeah, and it just, yeah.
Came up here and he was beautiful with Stella, but his vibes were not happy.
Something was off and he was just kind of like on his phone, like sitting, like sulking. And I was just like, oh God, he's mad.
He was mad.
Yeah.
And then you and I are lying in bed watching Law and Order SVU.
Duh.
And what did we see?
Oh my God. So then he posted a story. Okay. You know these Instagram pages that post like motivational messages for men? It's like videos of a really intense looking dude like sharing his wisdom.
Yeah.
Mr. Once Wife loves one of those. Mm-hmm. Loves those. And this one, what was it saying? It basically could not have felt like more of an attack.
It was the most pointed.
So direct.
So direct. So just like, I can't, Stella's playing on the couch in the background. So sorry guys, but we're just going to bare knuckle it.
Yeah, it was basically like, you don't owe them a last conversation. It's just an excuse for them to feed you more bullshit.
Yeah, fuck their feelings. And just, oh my God, just like the most harsh, pointed repost I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, we were speechless for like 5 minutes just like rewatching it. Like, what the fuck? Like, who leaves dinner with like an ex situationship and then posts that straight away, like 11 minutes after he walked out the door?
I was like, fuck.
Yeah, it was, oh my God, it was horrible. I'm so sorry that happened to you.
I mean, I just felt bad because I was just like, oh, he's clearly upset. And like, but I kept being like, are you okay? Whatever. I messaged him. I said like, are you okay? Nothing.
And we woke up and he's deleted the story, but I think it was
has he?
Yeah. I think it was like, okay, it reached my target audience. I can delete it now.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? I hate that. Like, if you're pissed at me, tell me you're pissed at me. Tell me why. Like, let's talk about it. Like
we know why, but it's because he loves you and wants to be with you, and hearing that you have slept with other dudes just crushed him. Like, we know that's it.
Yeah.
But it's like, don't be passive aggressive and like repost like a really, really pointed, horrible reel for everyone to see. Like, have the fight privately, you know?
Yeah. Also, like, I'm sure like people knew we were going to dinner together. So, well, it's like, yeah, everyone's going to know that's about me.
But. Yeah, exactly. And it's like, that's not fair on you. Like, all you did was, you know, be honest, say what you were going to do it, be honest about it. What do people expect?
I know. Look, I definitely think that like I have fault in that he definitely had feelings and I kept seeing him anyway, and I probably shouldn't have done that, but I did try to make it like clear that the vibe we were on, and I think he accepted that, but then it was kind of like he'd accepted it, but he was like hoping to change my mind. Mm-hmm. And because that didn't happen, it's now like, mm-hmm. ugh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I think it was a mix of like he wanted to have like one last hurrah with you before you left. And then, yeah, that didn't happen. And then you admitted that you've slept with other people, which you didn't like. And it was just a big, you know,
fuckery.
Big fuckery of a night.
Yeah.
Oh, so sad. But at least, like, you know, at least you spent some time with him.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like that's a pretty good nail in the coffin, if I'm honest.
Yeah. I feel like that's a farewell.
Yeah, I think that's where – I think it was, like, going to be nice, and then that Instagram post was just like, okay, now it's going to be on bad terms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just is what it is.
It is what it is.
Anywho.
So, yeah. Okay, so that's our roster updates. Lucy had dinner with Mr. Want's wife and it went down like the Hindenburg. And I am crushing on floppy head idiot. Yeah.
That's it. Sums it up pretty much.
That sums it up.
Oh, I did text Sweetie Honey Pie.
You did?
Yeah, ghost.
Fuck's sake. He was like in all your Instagram shit the other day as well.
I know. I don't get it. But yeah, absolute ghost.
That's
on that
okay.
One.
I'm holding out hope.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. We'll find out. We'll figure it out. Anyway, we had some fun topics lined up today. I think the first on the agenda was discussing love bombing.
Yes. Which actually fits in well with ghosting because I feel like they come hand in hand often.
They really do. It's like when somebody tells you to look in one direction and it's love bombing, and then they slap you in the face in the other direction. It's like, that's the ghosting. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, look over there. Boom.
That's what they do. Mm-hmm. They love it. Anyways, do you want to go first or shall I?
You go first.
Okay. So mine goes back a while. So I was 19. Just the other day.
Such, I feel like every like really crazy story like happens when you're 19 because it's like your first real year of being an adult.
Yeah, so like, and it was my first year of living in London as well. So girl was like ready for it. Like she was ready to go. So I was 19 and I matched on Tinder.
Tinder back in the day.
Back in day. I matched on Tinder with a guy who I think he was like 27 at the time. So yeah, a fair bit older. And he was an actor.
Of course. Mm,
you know how I like him. And, okay, so I'm going to call him, he is known amongst my friend group as Sexy Pizza. So I will, that will become, like, that, more obvious
that has
time.
To be the nickname.
Yeah, Sexy okay. Pizza. Okay, so, yeah, I matched with Sexy Pizza. We talked quite a lot. He was always asking me out and stuff like that, but then he would kind of, like, never follow through on, like, real plans. And then one night I was, like, hungover in bed. It was, like, 6 p.m. And he was like, do you want to, like, go for drinks in the West End? And I was like, fuck it. So I just, like, slapped a face on and was just like, okay, I'm going to go. So I meet him. He's hot as balls. Like, so fucking hot, obviously. So charming. Takes me to this, like, fancy, like, private members club cocktail bar on, like, okay. a roof. Like,
so he's sweeping nice. You off your feet.
Yeah. And it was like we were like sitting next to each other instead of like opposite each other. Like it was all very full on straight away. And I was like, obviously I'm in love. And so then after that, we had this like lovely night. We kissed, but that was it. And then we left. And then he would kind of message, but then he would message and then he'd go ghost for like a week and then he would come back like we were in a relationship. You know what I mean?
No, sir, but yes, yeah. I understand.
Yeah, so like he was just like, I don't know, he was just saying all the right things where my 19-year-old brain was like, he wants to marry me.
Just eating it up.
I like eating it up. I'm licking that plate clean. So then I think we went on another date, which was like amazing. And I was like, oh, and this was like a hot move. So this is the first time this has ever happened to me as well, like in a kind of chivalrous dating way. So we went for drinks. We went for like dinner. He was like, I'm just going to order for us if that's okay. And I was like, yeah, go for it. So he did. And then at the end of the night, the bill comes and it was like a swipe of the hand. So I didn't see the bill. Just very like, like the touches were there. And then we're like snogging on the street. And then he like hails me a black cab, so London. Ooh. And then he just like gives the driver a bunch of cash and is just like, oh, we like take her home. And I was like, this is hot.
So, this is living.
Yeah. So then I'm like in this like black cab, on my way home, going over London Bridge, called my mum, being like, I'm in love, like, this is it. And then, yeah, and then I didn't hear from him, and I was like, what the fuck? And then, like, a week later, again, rises from the dead.
Is it always like, I'm so sorry, I've just had, like, the most hectic week?
No, he wasn't even sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, no, he was like, what are you talking about, babe? Like, I've been busy, you know, I've been filming.
Okay,
there was no sorry. Yeah, yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot you're really important. Oh.
No one's ever that busy or important. No. Sorry to tell you guys.
So true. And, yeah, so then the next thing was he asked me out on a date, but it was going to be Valentine's Day.
Always fucking Valentine's Day.
I know. So I said no because I was just like, I've got plans with my girls, like, I don't really like doing dates on Valentine's Day unless we're like in a relationship.
Yeah, fair.
So I said no. And then the next one was he invited me on this like date that his like family were going to be at. You know, you can like climb the O2. You can like walk over it.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a thing apparently. Anyways, he was like, let's do that. Like, but my parents are coming. And I was like, what the fuck? So I was like, no.
Mate, I would have eaten that up. I would have been like, yes, mom and dad, ready to meet you. I'm your new daughter-in-law. Prepare to be obsessed with me.
Well, no, because it's super love bomby. I was just like,
well, I eat up love bomby.
Yeah,
that's
true,
the thing.
I'm like, it makes sense. why wouldn't you want to be in love with me? So anyway, so that happened and I was just like, no. And then he ghosted me for like a month. And okay. I was like, fuck, I've really fucked it up here.
A bigger timeout for you.
Yeah. And then he like comes back and I'm just like, oh, okay. And then it just, after that, it just turns into booty calls.
No.
Yeah. And I start going with the booty calls because I just like, and then every time I'll see him, we'd be like, we'll have sex or whatever. And then we'll be in bed and he would just be like filling me with everything I need to hear.
To get you through to the next one.
Yeah, like about like how much he thinks of me, like all these like lovely blah, blah, shit. Blah. Yeah, love bomb. Anyway, he's called Sexy Pizza because one night I was on a night out and he was like, do you want to come over for pizza? And I was just like, sex and pizza? And he was just like, yeah. And I was like, okay, got there. No fucking pizza he'd eaten at all. Yeah, so we call him Sexy Pizza. Anyways, so it gets worse, right? So this continues for like a year.
Okay.
Like I'm just lapping up these booty calls and love bombs and I'm like, yeah, it's gonna turn good in the end.
No.
New. And then I'm on a night out with like a few other models from my agency. And I had my phone out because he was like messaging me and I was like messaging and I was like maybe gonna go to his. And then one of my friends saw my phone and was like, there was like three of us out. She saw my phone and she was just like, oh my God, is that
so and so? Yeah.
Yeah. And I was just like, yeah, why? And she was just like, oh my God, Luce, like he's been through like all the curve models. Like he's obsessed. Like it's like his thing. Like he's just obsessed with like curvy women. And like she dated him. The other girl I was with, he was like first messaging her. Like he was just going through them. And none of us looked alike. We were all just curvy women. Like man just knows what he likes.
Which is totally, totally like fair. Like he has excellent taste. But like that's so cringe that he's probably dated every chick in your agency.
Yeah. And like, and then I was like, I'd stalk him on Instagram because this was another thing that should have been a red flag is like, even to this day, actually, because I like stalk him every so often just to see what he's up to.
Fair.
And sometimes he'll have an Instagram and sometimes he won't. He'll have Instagram for like 2 months and then he'll like shut it down, start a new one, and or like they'll just go in and out, or he'll go like a year without having an Instagram or whatever. So then this particular time I checked like his current Instagram and like he just followed everyone I knew.
Ooh.
And I was just like, oh my God.
Okay.
So yeah. And that literally went up until the first time I moved to Australia. And he'd message me on Snapchat while I was here.
No. Yeah. Oh my God. No.
I was like, get fucked. Get out
of your life. No. That's like, see, it's totally fine to have a type, but then like actively seeking out an entire group of women who definitely all know each other is just like a bit fucked.
Yeah.
A bit fucked.
Exactly.
Like maybe date like one or two and then like find some more in the wild. Don't just like, he's going through like the agency's website. Like who am I going to thirst message on Instagram now?
Literally. And they all have our Instagrams on there now. Yep. So it's been made even easier for him.
Just, he's like, yeah, next one. Oh, fucking go. I'll go text her in a month. But in the meantime, I'll shag like 1, 2, 3 over here.
Yeah.
Ew.
It was like a lot. And yeah, no, it was... I was obsessed, and even after that, I think I still slept with him after that because he was just so like charming and sexy. But fuck it.
Oh well, I love charming and sexy.
That is how the love bombers get me.
I know, same. Oh my God,
the charming and sexy. I'm just like, oh, I believe you. Mm-hmm. This tracks.
Oh yeah. I don't know how this man came into my life. So,
like you can't remember?
No, I do, but I'm just like, I don't know why I liked him so much. Anyway, so he, we'll call him, I don't think I've told you this story. I can't think of a good nickname. Okay, I'm going to tell the story. And then,
maybe it'll come to you.
Yeah. Mm. So in the meantime, we'll call him Jim.
Jim.
So okay. Met Jim on Hinge. And then, like, we talked a little bit and then I met somebody else. Like, I think I'd given Jim my number, like, while we were chatting because I don't really like to chat on Hinge all that much. I'll just...
Yeah, I always forget to check it and then it's, like, it's such a stilted conversation.
Yeah, so if I really like somebody, I'll just, like, give them my number.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, if I see, like, a good potential, I'll give them my number. Like, hey, just, like, message me because I'm not on Hinge to stay on Hinge.
Yeah.
So I'd given him my number. We messaged back and forth a little bit, and then I went on a date and met somebody else that I was really interested in. So had he tried to message, and I was like, "Hey, I'm so sorry, but like I actually went on a date the other day, and I'm really like vibing this dude, but like wish you all the best." And he was like, "It's not gonna last." And I was like, "Okay, sure." And then I was still dating this other guy, and it just like wasn't really working out because it was a bit like clumsy with timing and stuff. So, and Jim would message me in the middle of it and be like, "Are you still seeing that guy?" I'd be like, "Yep." He's like, "Okay, like let me know when you're done."
Stop.
Yeah. And then,
I love the persistence though.
I know. It was just like eyes on the target.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he eventually was like things really started to fall apart with the other dude. And like we weren't like properly together or anything, this other dude and I. We were just like dating and like really having fun, but it was just like getting harder and harder and harder to plan dates.
Right.
So it got to a point where I was really frustrated with it.
Like and the consistency wasn't there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Jim one night was like, "Can I call you?" And I was like, "Sure, like okay." And then we ended up being on the phone for like 3 hours that night, just like talking shit. Yeah. And it was really, I was like, "What the fuck?" Like okay, I can't be. Oh, Stella just did a really smelly fart.
I was going to say, I didn't know if it was you or Stella, so I didn't say anything.
Stella. Yeah, no. So 2-3 hours the first night, and then the second night, and then I think by the Thursday I was like, okay, I messaged the other guy and was like, "Hey, like I'm going to start seeing other people just because like I can't sit around for weeks waiting to see you again. Like that's not really fair."
Yeah.
And so on the Friday I went to dinner with Jim. And he took me to this really, really fancy restaurant. Like the bill would have been over a grand. Like
holy
I was just
shit.
Like, what the fuck? I'm there with like $24 in my account. Like, what the fuck is this? He's like some big like solicitor.
Oh, okay.
And works for like all these like huge things. And I'm like, oh, damn, like this is a very serious, very adult job. Like that's a bit scary. And we end up like going back to his and having sex. And he was like, "I want to have a baby with you. Like, I want to have a baby. I'm going to put you on my insurance. Like, we're together. Like, you're my girlfriend. Like, all this sort of stuff." And I'm there, like, loving the love bombing. Loving the love bombing. And I'm just like, yeah, okay. And we were together for, like, 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, very much together, like, he was coming up and staying with me on the Central Coast. I was down there. He was treating me like a queen. Like, you could not have asked for anything better.
Yeah.
I think the only, like, red flag was he was like, "You need to know how to fold hospital corners on the bed when you make the bed." And I was like, okay.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I know. Like, still to this day, every time I make the bed, I'm like, oh, God, okay. It's particular.
Oh, my God.
But that was okay. The only thing I was like, okay, red flag at the time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I think it was, like, the Christmas Eve because, like, so 5 weeks later and I was just like, ah, he's going to break up with me. I feel it. I feel it.
Like, he was just – what, was he distant or
– I think so. I don't know. I think he, like, just didn't send me a good morning text because he had, like, groomed me so well with, like, all the charm, the wit and the love bombing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the second that – what he had like the like when he didn't meet the precedent that he had set, I was like, okay, gut instincts going off, and I was like, okay, cool. So I spent all Christmas Day just being like, I'm about to get dumped. Christmas Boxing Day, dump me, and I was like, oh
my God.
But it was really odd because it really went from like, I'm putting you on my insurance, we're gonna have a baby, like this is it, I'm so like locked in, and I was just like, okay. Like, I don't know. And
what the hell? How did he dump you? Like, what did he say?
I can't remember.
Okay.
I honestly forget about him, except when I'm making the bed. And I'm like, what did I like about him? Like, he wasn't particularly, like, funny or charming. I think I was just, like, in a bit of a head scramble.
Yeah, I think, do you know what it is? You can end up, this is what I hate about love bombing, is because it's always by people that, like, you're never that bothered about or you would never normally be that bothered about. Mm-hmm. And then because they flood you with all this, like, love bombing and, like, how you want to be treated mm-hmm. and things you want to hear and stuff, then you end up like falling for them mm-hmm. and then they're like, JK, see you later.
Yeah.
And like do one. And it's like, what the fuck? Like I'm only following the precedent you've mm-hmm. set. Like mm-hmm. that didn't come from me at all. Or it's like even worse when they like do that and then they freak out and they're like, oh, like I just think that we're looking for different things at the moment and I'm not ready for a relationship or whatever. And it's like, you told me you were in love with me. Like yep. you started this.
Yep.
Like I'm just going along with it.
Fully. It's like, yeah, they like lead you down the garden path and then they're like, what the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah. They're like, oh shit.
Yeah. It's the most bizarre Classic. Thing. I think I was also like really vulnerable because my dad was really sick as well.
Right.
So I was like, I don't know if it was just me or if this is like common for like young people with sick parents, but it's like you kind of want to have like all these milestones in your life and have your parents there for it.
Yeah.
So it's like I really wanted to, you know, have a partner and like my dad see the man that I was going to end up with mm-hmm. and, you know, have a baby or get married or do something. I really just wanted to have like one of those like momentous life moments with my dad present. So I was like, oh my god, like this guy, he's like, he can put his money where his mouth is, like he wants to have a baby and, you know, he is in a financial place where he can and look after me and he's got his shit together. And it's just like, okay, like this could be a thing, like I can have a baby and my dad could see it and that would be awesome.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of it was like that. It wasn't just like this crazy like, yeah, let's have a baby, la la la. There was also like that side to it. So
definitely.
I think that was like another reason why I was so willing to just like eat up this man's bullshit.
Yeah. And probably also as well, like I don't want to speak for you, but like maybe there was also a level of like, okay, I found someone who can take care of me in the ways I need and meet my needs and have that for inevitably like when your dad mm-hmm. wasn't here anymore. So
totally,
yeah,
like I'd have some. Oof. Yeah, it was like really 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 heavy and like really honestly really fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And I yeah a lot of yeah again like I my dad for like most of my 20s had seen me in a relationship with somebody who I would have to beg to get up and go to work in the morning because he wasn't very good at, didn't have any work ethic and things like that. So my dad saw me struggle in this relationship and struggle like living with this particular man to like, you know, buy groceries for the week because all my money was going to rent and all this sorts of stuff. So to like meet somebody who was like a full adult and had their shit together and, you know, had like a real, like a very serious job and things like that. And I was just like, okay, like, let's go.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Well, I mean, we all fall for it in mm-hmm. even less than circumstances.
Oh, for
sure. So I'm not surprised.
I do. But that's the thing with love bombing though. I also like think like there is sometimes a situation where it's not love bombing, it's literally just like great chemistry.
Yeah.
So like I got engaged really quickly.
Yeah.
And yeah, I know. I'm like, oh, okay, this is a story for another time. But I once got engaged really, really quickly.
How quick?
First date.
I love this story.
But I don't want to talk about it in detail on this episode because I don't think it was a form of love bombing. I think it was like just great chemistry off the bat. We were together for a while, like there's like there was a lot of love there and it was a very like mutual relationship. It wasn't like love bomb and piss off.
Yeah, it was a fuck it, like this is how we feel, let's go with it.
Yeah, exactly. That
there's a difference. Well, it's because as well, like love bombing is normally like more one-sided. That was obviously, this situation was obviously you two coming together and being like holy fuck, whereas normally it's like a love bomber being like, I'm going to make you love me by like filling your head with shit. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And yeah, no, I think like that there is a difference between love bombing and just being there with somebody and being excited.
Yeah. I think it's sometimes hard to tell the difference.
I'm not stand lie, by for the engagement on the first date story because it's a cracker, but it doesn't feel right talking about it while we're not talking right about love bombing. Yep. Anyway, moving on. Did you have a ghost story?
It's not a ghost story.
Oh wait. Yes. A DM. Yeah,
I had a DM, and it was on the Living Loose page, and I really wanted to discuss it. So I'll just jump in.
Yeah.
Okay. So this lady says, hey, I want to get your... I want to get both your views on something. I am happily married, been together 13 years. Something has stuck with me from the early days of our relationship. When I met my husband, he had an obsession about wanting to make me squirt. He said he made his ex-girlfriend squirt. I got the feeling that this was something he loved and got off on. He was persistent in telling me he wanted to make me squirt many times. I can't believe how many times I'm saying squirt. many times he has tried, and each time I tell him to stop, as it just feels like I'm literally going to wee myself. He tells me this is normal, but I won't let him carry on. It's become contentious and makes me feel almost like a failure, and like he's comparing me to his ex. Happy for you to share on the pod, but please keep me anonymous always.
How do you feel about that?
So I've heard similar things when I've been like, no, I feel like I'm just going to pee myself.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, no, like, just like stay with it or whatever. But I feel like because then I'm in my head about it, it then never happens to me. So I have squirted once, like, but that's it. So I don't know if it's a thing of like some people can, some people can't, or if it's just like the right circumstances or whatever. But that time, I think it was because I felt like very comfortable, very like in the moment, comfortable with the person, didn't really give a fuck.
What in head?
Yeah. But I didn't really feel like I was like gonna piss myself that time.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's a
psychological thing.
Yeah.
I would say to this lady, just piss yourself.
Yeah,
just
like let fuck it happen. It. Especially if it's your husband. Yeah. Like just go with it.
Just do it. No, that doesn't sound like we're saying much dignity, but it's like if you do pee yourself, it'll teach him a lesson.
Well, isn't squirting like partially pee anyway?
Yeah, I'm not sure about the anatomy of it all. Personally never squirted, although that makes me sound like a whore, but
many have tried.
Many have tried. And it's just not like I don't know. It's just like not something that like I'm very lucky in that, like, I know how my body works. I know how my body works during sex. Like, I know what's going to, like, give me an orgasm. And it just, like, usually doesn't come with that.
Yeah.
I am a gusher, though.
Oh, my God.
Like dirty words. I'll tell you a fucked up story.
Yeah.
On our honeymoon on Mars.
Uh-huh.
So Jack, it's no secret, Jackson and I were having a lot of sex.
Yeah.
Like a lot, and like could not get enough of each other. Like our whole honeymoon, we were just like two little like addicts waiting for like cameras and soundos and stuff to leave so we could have sex.
Oh my God, I love that.
There was one night he came in and he was just being silly and he was like, I want to put my penis in your vagina. And he said it like really dry. Like he wasn't like trying to be sexy or anything.
Uh-huh.
And it fucking worked a treat. And I was
stop.
Like, we were both like pissing ourselves laughing. So I was like, why am I so wet over that?
Oh my God. You were just that into it.
I don't know. It still like makes me giggle. Like I think about it not a lot, but when I do, I'm like, how did that work? Like, did he say it in like a sec? I don't, he didn't, like his tone wasn't sexy, but did he like whisper in my ear or was I just like, I don't know.
I think sometimes when you have that vibe with someone as well though, like when they even just say something like unexpected, you're just like, oh my God.
Yeah. It just was the most unsexy thing that a man has ever said to me, but it fucking worked.
It worked a treat.
It worked such a treat.
Yeah. No, I'm the same. I'm like fucking Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
It's like a lot. Yeah.
It's the, I don't know. It's I always just like they say something really sexy and you're like, oh,
I'll get wet just from like snogging someone I fancy.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously. Like, yeah, it's great. No, but like what I think the bigger issue with this DM is like, again, sexpectations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I think she's feeling like she's not meeting this expectation that her husband has of her, which is why she's like not comfortable completely with it.
Yeah. I think like that's like a conversation to actually like bring up with your husband and be like, this is how this makes me feel, because I'm pretty sure that like it won't be that big of a deal to him, you know.
I hope not.
You would hope not, because if you've been married that long, there's a huge bigger picture, and obviously his ex didn't fulfill his needs in all those other ways, like being able to squirt, that was like a tiny part of it. You know what I mean? It's, yeah. So
it's like such a heavy detail to know about. Like, I don't want to know the details of my partner's sex life with their ex.
Yeah. I mean, I think it depends, because sometimes I like to like discuss it in terms of like, oh, this is what's worked for me in the past, or this is what I like or whatever. I think if it's, I think you don't want to know specifically like which ex or that ex or like, you know what I mean? I think like it's different to have a conversation about your sexual past in a way that's like, oh, this one time, like, or whatever, like, you don't need to know who it was or like what it was. We all know we weren't like virgins when we met each other.
Yeah. No, I would never want my partner to be like, oh yeah, I made my ex squirt all the time. That's too much for me.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
But like, look, I haven't been in a 13-year marriage, but
yeah,
I just would never want to know.
Yeah.
But I think it's obviously a conversation to have with your husband and be like, look, like, I get that this is something that you like enjoy or still think about, but it's just not that easy for me, and like we can try, but I like have to do what I'm comfortable with.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, like, sex is only good if both parties are like comfortable and into whatever's happening anyway. So I'm sure he also wouldn't be that into it if you weren't, you know? So I think like if you want to, give it a try, know that it's like normal, even if you do piss yourself a bit. I fully know like friends who've been like, oh, I'm gonna squirt, and have just pissed.
Yeah. No shame.
Sometimes you just gotta like release whatever you're into. But yeah, like I think whatever works for you, and if it's not for you, just have that open conversation. Mm-hmm. Like in 13 years of marriage, I'm sure you've had like plenty of difficult conversations. Of course. So
I remember I would have been like really, really, really young. Like this is before I even had like orgasms at all, probably. I took so long to climax. I think I didn't have like a proper orgasm until I was like 23.
Really?
Yeah, when I got my first vibrator.
I was going to say, was it a good vibrator?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But I remember I was having sex with this guy and he started like playing with my clit when I was on top of him. And I was like, I'm going to piss myself. Stop that. And he was like, no, it's a good feeling. And I was like, no, I don't know what this is. Like,
yeah,
stop.
But sometimes it's like a little sensation that's there, and sometimes it is just like the overwhelming feeling, and that's all you can feel, so it actually doesn't feel good.
No, like it felt good, but I was just like,
oh, okay.
It was foreign, so okay. I was like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, I remember being like, stop, like, I don't know, it was just like I didn't know what it was.
Yeah,
so I got shy,
I think, because like a lot of people don't talk about squirting and stuff as well, because it's like, I don't know, I think people think it's a bit nasty sometimes, but it's like,
no, I think it's like so fetishized.
Is it?
Yeah, like it's heavily fetishized. Like, is that a word?
I don't know. Fetishized. Fetishized. It's definitely a word. I don't know why my mouth can't say it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think everybody knows what we mean. But yeah, I think it's so like, I think it's like heavy in the porn and stuff at the moment. So guys are like, I want to make her squirt, things like that. And it's like, no, not everybody's bodies work that way.
Oh yeah, and 100% what you're seeing in porn is not someone actually squirting. No. They are just pissing.
Like, or like, there's water and things like that. Like there's so many tricks. Like it's all for show, guys.
Yeah.
But I think it's just like really important to respect everybody's boundaries.
and have like enjoyable sex for both parties. It's not just about one or the other.
Mm-hmm. And I think if you ever go into sex with an expectation, like I'm gonna make her squirt, that's too much pressure.
Yeah, you're probably not.
It's too much pressure on you. It's too much pressure on her. It's too much. It's just like, if it happens, it's lovely.
Yeah. It's like, you know, when a guy's like, I'm going to go down on you and I'm not going to stop until you come. Then I'm not going to come.
Yes.
Because like, I just can't get out my head that I now like have to.
I know. I have a quota to meet.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's too much pressure. So I think, yeah.
I get you. It's just, yeah, no, you can't go into sex with a mission.
No.
Other than, like, wanting to, like, make yourself and your partner feel good. That's literally the only sex expectation that should be on the cards.
Exactly. Here, here.
Here, here. Okay. Did we have ghost stories?
We don't have ghost stories, but cool. I have a couple of NGLs our listeners have sent in.
Amazing.
I mean, I have a lot, but I'll just do a couple.
We'll do some of your favorite.
Okay, so this is one of my favorites. I met up with the hottest guy in Brisbane from Tinder. Went to his place, chatted, had wine, made out on his couch, and then he told me he wanted me to tie him down while he ate a Tim Tam out of my vagina. I'm like, I'll tie you down and eat the Tim Tams for myself. I've wanted Tim Tam in my vagina and I fucking love Tim Tams.
I would like do that with a partner.
I like, to me, this is, again, to me, what I'm hearing is yeast infection and
not like
UTI.
Not like up your vagina, just like on it.
She is saying out. Out of it.
Just like hold it in your flaps.
I'm still thinking that my vaginal pH is not going to love this.
I'm so fine with that. I'm just like not fine with it being like their first encounter.
Yeah, no, fine.
That's where I'm like, I'm into, I will give most things a go. I'll give that a go.
I mean, that would make me actually piss myself. Like I'd find that so funny, but I wouldn't want to do it.
Well, it's like, I'm not really into like food sex.
Yeah, no.
Like I don't want to do the whipped cream. I've done the whipped cream thing, but I don't want to do that again. It was sticky and messy and not nice.
I've
but
done like a chocolate sauce one. That was nice.
Ugh, very sticky. It's just the mess. Yeah. And, like, and like you feel all gross. Like sex is already like sticky and sweaty and sometimes a bit smelly. And it's
just hop in the shower.
I know. But then you just add like an extra layer to it with like sauce and cream and things like that.
Look, I'm a performer. I'm so into it.
You'll get messy for the art.
I'll be like doing a little strip.
Oh, God.
No, I actually can't.
No,
I
it's good. Dance. No, but it's like I just – my issue with that is like it's the first time you're meeting somebody.
Yeah, no,
like
it's way too
– that's a little bit niche.
Yeah.
That. Like should we accomplish like missionary successfully first perhaps?
Maybe even stretch to doggy.
Maybe. You know, it should like I'm not telling anybody what should and shouldn't be, but like that's just like for me that would be like too hardcore of like a first time sexual encounter is like eating a Tim Tam out of my vagina.
Yeah,
respect it for like down the line.
Yeah,
but first encounter too much for me, son. No, thank you.
It's bold for sure.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Wouldn't do it for
it's
you.
It's a yes, but like a later thing. And it wouldn't be like, it would be like something that I would do for somebody, not something that I'd do because it turns me on.
Oh, yeah.
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 But like sometimes you just got to do something that's like, you're like, yeah, whatever. Just.
I mean, I would be like, funny though, let's do it. What story?
Do it for the plot.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God. Okay. Another one?
Okay. Let's. I'll just do this as the last one. So we went on, I went on a hot date. He was a prick and got into a fight. I was saved by another dude and went home with him instead.
Brilliant.
Love. Brilliant. Love, love, love. We Brilliant. Love a hero.
That's basically like Superman swooping in and saving the girl.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's like foreplay. I love that.
That was literally the other dude's like villain origin story. There. Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, oh, also I find it so icky when like boys get in fights. It's just like
so gross.
And like, or like feel like they need to like defend my honor. I'm like, I'm good. I got it.
No, the worst is when they get into other people's fights.
Yes. Ugh. They just have to like get involved. Yeah. Or they like instigate something that just did not need to be a fight.
It's so, just after math. So like when everything was like pretty hardcore and I'd just broken up with Jackson, I was on a date with a dude in Terrigal in my hometown. And this fight like broke out on the street and I was like, okay, I don't want to be anywhere near this because I just don't need like Olivia Fraser involved in a fight, even though I'm just like standing here at a restaurant. Like, no, thank you. So I was like, gotta go. Not that I think I'm super famous or anything, but I just like don't really want to be near bad shit happening when I'm already like in a shitty situation publicly myself.
Yeah.
So
also you get dragged into stuff like that, like even just as like a passerby and stuff, it's best to just
I don't want to be around it. Like I don't want to bear witness to this. I just want to go home and be with my puppy now. And the dude I was with was like, no. And I was like, don't you dare jump in on this. Like I was like about to like round the corner and head back to my house. And he was like, no. And just like watching. And like I could tell he wanted to jump in so fucking bad.
Ugh.
And I was like, I cannot be here with this, like do you understand me? And he had to like really snap out of it before he was like, oh yeah, sorry, of course. I was like, oh my God, don't. Like it was like he didn't jump in on it or anything, so I can't be like mad about it, but I was just like, he was holding me up. I was like, I need to get out of here. And he was like, no.
Yeah. And you also think like if someone's like that, probably if they'd had a few more drinks they would have been in amongst that, and it's like you don't want to date someone like that. That's drama you don't need.
It's like I wouldn't mind dating the dude that like jumps in to break it up. But like you don't want to, it's just not the thing.
Yeah, I just don't like it. I find it icky.
I just don't want to be around dudes that like actively like are looking for fights or like super, super prepared just to jump in on a fight because they want to. It's just such an ick.
Yeah. Nah, not into it. No. Not a vibe.
Shout out to that dude that saved her though. That's so cute.
Yeah, I love that.
I hope you guys are still together because that's such a cute, like that's such a good meet cute.
Isn't it? Yeah, I don't know. Sounds like they just went home together, but you never know. You never know.
Like love stories happen in mysterious ways.
So true. Well, just waiting for mine.
The same. Well, we'll find out. That's it for today.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay, love you guys. Please remember to subscribe and rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
And leave us nice comments and reviews or message us on the page if there's anything you want us to discuss. We are more than happy to dive into your stories.
We love it. So this is our last episode recording from home. As of next week, we will be recording on the road.
On the road. In Europe.
I know, we got our little travel mics yesterday, so we've got to test them out and make sure they work.
But we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure
it
out.
How can it be?
Yeah, you guys aren't getting a break from us just yet.
Oh, no, baby.
Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Love you. Bye.